And we're back.
Yes, we are.
So this will be the second and the last segment of this episode. Yeah. I still have with me Boeing and Fola here.
If you skim through what I had to say, who the fuck do you think you are?
And I've not cried yet, so yo, relax. The juice is not coming.
You keep promising us you're going to cry.
I will cry, don't worry.
Like, I'm really not looking forward to that.
Neither am I. I don't know why he's so energetic.
Cry, I'm like him.
Why are you excited?
Please. Another thing to note is the fact that assumptions are sparked due to the lack of willingness to pursue facts.
To actually find out what the hell is going on.
People just are now lazy.
Lazy.
So,
work hard, do make your brain.
Getting your facts or getting the facts will stress you in any way.
Please don't say anything.
No one wants to go to that route. Once there is stress, people will just assume, like, this is what is going to fill in this gap of my ignorance.
Yeah.
So, that is one thing about assumptions. So, I think we're going to conclude with just two more sections. Anyways, the first one would be common tagged assumption, like for instance assumptions tagged with gender, tagged with religion, tagged with class.
It's not that I'm going to fight, so get ready.
So starting with gender, I think common assumptions with gender, we can just generalize everything as sexist remarks.
Sexist remarks, yes, definitely.
What else?
First thing first, sexism doesn't really apply to women, it applies to men too as well. Women can be sexist to men. Let's just get that at the beginning, base.
And another thing I find confusing is, if there are more than the two genders, which is the spectrum and everything. So
who somebody wants to get cancelled?
So how, because sexism, traditionally speaking, is from one gender to the other, the traditional cis male and cis female. Yes. So if there are so many genders, then who can be sexist to who and how does it exactly work? I'm not going to do this.
It's a question. It's a very good question.
But they will come and cancel my friend's shoe.
One that I did not even prepare for. Because I guess you do have a point. Now that people can be both genders.
Yes,
non-binary.
We can be
non-binary.
It's just, like you said, the whole spectrum.
I feel like, they'll see me, I'm being too new worldly though. But I'm always going to, I won't agree with what people do, but I'm just going to accept what they're doing when it's not affecting anyone in a detrimental way.
Exactly. Like,
so people who choose to be they them are kind of like choosing to be androgynous and not to blur or to blur lines of gender. Like, we know typical gender lines are, oh, men have to always watch football, they have to work hard and work hard for your family, but there are people who by choice stay home and let their women work. It does not make them any less of men. And so on, yes.
Okay. I think that there are a lot of things that we are scared to talk about, especially pertaining to the roles of females in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to things like finance and
yes,
things like that. Because another assumption is that a gender role is a very specific gender role of a male is that he should provide.
Yes.
And which is just big grammar for pay. He should have money, like he should be. And I have always thought, even when I was younger, even when I did not understand how it was working, at least in detail, that each party should have finance of their own.
Exactly.
And each should be prepared at any rate, even when the guy is insisting on paying or the woman is insisting on paying, at any rate, to be able to pay for themselves or for the other party if they need be or if you're feeling generous or anything. I've just always felt like that.
Well, for me, I think traditionally speaking, men are known to provide.
Yeah. Yes.
Like the whole term breadwinners,
mm-hmm.
I think if you bring that to the modern world now, like male and breadwinners being tracked together will be seen as sexist.
No.
But I will just tend to just go with what is traditionally known.
Mm-hmm.
Can cut my neck for that.
No.
No.
But you're selective about it, actually. There are some traditions that you would discard easily.
Yes, but on this particular one that you've mentioned,
mm-hmm.
me, I feel
yeah.
the male gender, whether it is cis or trans, as long as you are now a man, you should be accountable in that sense
yeah.
to provide, because even though it's not every time that the man will chase after the woman,
yes.
and I think that just due to that reason, like, were the ones that went after them, like they were on their own, but the one that went to meet them. So now that you've taken me, you've taken me without my permission.
I mean, without my,
okay, my permission, like, okay, you forced me, now I like you.
You chased me. I'm a chased woman.
You've cool. caught me, exactly. You chased Neither. Me, you caught
As
me.
As I can't love you, go, yeah.
Take care of me, basically. That is all. I'm not asking for too much. And I really don't disagree.
You don't mind. It's not bad.
I don't
disagree with it either.
Now, that doesn't mean that I'll be ignorant to the fact that the way things are now, women should also be prepared to support financially.
Mm-hmm.
Not even because their partner would be like financially unstable at some point, but
mm-hmm.
just for the fact of...
You cannot be useless.
But I wasn't going to say that, but like, okay, you can go
that,
with
that's
that.
The blatant truth. And I think, like, some parents, back in the day, they trained them like that. Your husband will provide for you, your husband will do this, your husband will do that.
You just enter the kitchen.
Maybe that does not still go on. Let's say for our parents now. For a proper majority, both parents are working and bringing their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if the mom or dad is not working, they're at least doing something that is aiding in the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, girls in our generation, hey, you people should not beat me. You guys are kind of like, how do I say, you want to be independent,
but, you're like
but you also want to be like, oh, I'm a kept woman, I'm this, I'm that. I want to be, you
spoiled,
know, cared for everything.
Care
and
of.
You can spoil yourself.
And they control
your husband can spoil you, and you can be in, what they call it, independent. You can't just pick and choose when you want to be independent.
You
like, yes, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, that's that.
You can't be independent if you don't have your own shit.
Exactly. You need to have your own shit to be independent. Like, I was watching this show on YouTube yesterday, and this topic came up. And the lady, they were like, oh, men bring things to the table while women bring into the table. And this girl said, oh, baby, we are the table. Because of the sole fact that women give birth to children. Now, you reducing yourself to
what?
A baby-making
Everything
machine
gives birth
is the
to
most
children.
Productive thing I will ever see.
Cows give birth to children. Goats have literal
yes.
kids, if it's like
see,
that.
Let's remove biological facts on this. Women are very... emotionally inclined, yes, and they are supportive. They will be with you when you are down, yes, but
the better part of them,
that's not always going to be necessary. It's not always going to be the case. You get me? You can be an independent woman
yeah.
and let a man take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
Have your own and bring it together. Let's see what happens. And girl, if you get a guy that is so strict on being so traditional about some things, make sure he does that all round. Don't let it be, oh, you want to be traditional now, you want to be, oh, how do I say, I have to provide for you and all this. And if you have to provide for me all this, you're not getting any pussy. Because if we're being traditional, you all aren't supposed to be having sex, aren't you? If we're being completely honest, if you want to go the whole traditional route, you should go the full way. Don't pick and choose when you want to be traditional or when you want to be modern or when you want to be in the know or when you want to be what they call it, ignorance. Sorry about that. And also, something tying into gender assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this show I watch and I love unapologetically. It's called RuPaul's Drag Race. Watch it. So for the first time in 14 seasons, there is a straight white man drag queen,
mm-hmm.
which is probably the first thing, it's a first of its kind.
Mm-hmm.
And to be so secure in your masculinity and your sexuality to pursue something you're interested in that is mostly known amongst the gay community and to do it well. Like, this guy is doing proper work. He's taking some people to school in drag. And to do it well just shows how secure this guy is mentally. But so many people, even the gay people, just by seeing him, assume, okay, he's a drag queen, he has to be gay, which is not the case. And he didn't introduce himself, oh, I'm this, I'm straight. He doesn't like his sexuality to be what you think of him straight up. He wants you to know him for his work. And that's something lots of people do. Once you see, even straight people, once I saw that person, I thought, okay, another gay drag queen. But once I watched the interview, he says, I'm a straight white man and I have a wife and kids and is doing drag avidly and people are okay with it. But so many other people would see him and just think, oh, no matter what he says, he's gay because he's doing drag. That's a terrible assumption. And you choosing not to listen to what someone has to say when they have straight up told you the facts after you have assumed and incurred, is it? You inquired. And you choosing not to listen is something that can really fuck up someone's mental health. And, well, it's really sensitive to me because this happens on a daily.
I think we've looked at both sides, the major assumptions tagged on gender, but I think we've looked more on the male. I think on the female as well, there are some assumptions that so many actually, if you just delve right in, we might not find time to come out of it. But we've already covered the whole slut shaming thing, and I think that is a huge.
That's very huge, and also assumptions on feminism, especially in Nigeria.
Okay.
Well, is there anyone that wants to take it?
I was just going to highlight on the ignorance that has taken over.
So I will just give the base definition of feminism. Feminism is the, how will I put this now? It is women wanting equal rights socially, economically, politically, and personally. Whether it is, it's not like they are saying, oh, we don't want to cook again, oh, we don't want to wash my husband's pants, as so many of your Nigerian politicians have said. Feminism is just women wanting to be treated as equals, especially in a situation where they are equal with men. In America, women are paid less for the same job men do, but they have reasons that are kind of
reasonable
but are still very archaic to some point.
Well,
women make 77 cents on a man's dollar.
I would actually have to disagree with you on that.
And fight
and also feminism and another assumption is that to be a feminist you have to be
a misogynist. A misandrist.
You have to be a woman and you have to be a misandrist and you have to be so gra and everything about it. Feminism is a belief. You want to believe that women should be treated equally, you could call yourself a feminist. You don't have to go outside and hold banners and start marching.
You have to go to parastatals and
you don't have to shoot any men
down
to be a feminist. That's not how it works.
You don't have to say men are trash and be feminist.
Exactly. And also, I am not saying that there are not some places where women are being paid less for wrong reasons. But for the better part of it, if you actually look into the reasons why, they're actually particularly fair. There are a lot of corporations where women are paid much more. A lot of sectors, like marketing. Nobody wants to see a man advertise anything. Because men are less
agreeable. Emotionally
they are less emotionally relatable.
I agree with that.
And a man smiling and advertising something, you'd be like, oh, okay. But if a woman does it, you would just feel, because it's just simply instinctive. And to be very honest, the larger percent of buyers I'm male.
There is a certain je ne sais quoi that comes with a woman's appearance.
Yes.
How she does things. That's yes. just great marketing strategies.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's the like saying facts. You don't want a man. You won't say, how many Gillette adverts have we seen women in? Gillette is a razor blade.
Yeah, I know what that is. I shave.
And how many men have you seen in Maggie adverts?
No, that is another.
But women do shave and men do cook.
Well, they right? have to appeal to the larger percentage. That's how yes. you sell things.
So that's why it's not a big deal to me.
Yeah, like, yeah, one thing about marketing is yeah. like you just have to get your target audience to be able to relate to with you.
Exactly.
So people would relate more to a woman cooking
exactly.
than a man.
Yes.
And
but don't you think people would be more intrigued to see a man cooking?
And it's also... It's also a different type of strategy to be controversial.
Yes, that's
but
that's
I
exactly
like
point.
Going
but
into
let's just analyze this scenario. Okay, in a corporation where they advertise, they do marketing, and women are being paid more. It is only logical because statistically speaking, females are better at advertising and marketing than men are because people tend to listen to them and feel attached to them more and more quickly. But let's say in a company that they manufacture plastic bottles or anything like that, and they need actual manual labor.
Yes.
Would you not hire men more?
You would hire men more, yes.
Exactly.
But does not mean... Okay, let's say, for instance, they now hire one woman.
Okay.
Will you pay her less?
If she physically cannot carry as much as the man can, and if she does not meet up to her quota, at least not as much as the men do, she should be paid less.
Okay.
And if she decides to have kids, she will take a leave. They have to account for that leave. That maternal leave, they will not pay.
The assumption that every woman is going
I said
to
if she decides. That's what I said, if she decides.
Exactly.
I mean, thank I don't... nobody is saying she won't give birth to children. Oh, thank shit, we're going to run out. That's not how it works.
But I don't think I agree with that.
But
whole,
something that...
Hello, like I clearly stated my butt.
Ah.
Back
you stated your butt?
Yes.
You did state
your butt.
It was very
your
big
butt?
And yes. It was very big and obvious.
I don't agree when you said that women like appeal to the whatever, like that whole marketing strategy
yeah.
thing. Maybe behind the scenes, because the people that are behind the scenes when it comes to marketing, we don't
yeah.
see them up front.
Yeah.
Like they do the magic. That's how it is. Most times the people behind the scene are the main OGs.
Yeah.
But we're not seeing that. What we're seeing are maybe the actors paid, and like nobody's considering who wrote
yeah.
this advert because
yeah.
adverts have scripts.
Yeah.
But like in that sense, when you have like a boardroom,
mm-hmm.
I don't think women are more favored. In fact, I think it's the opposite. I think
exactly.
men are favored because people just tend to disrespect women.
Okay.
It's not an assumption. It's not a stereotype. It is a fact.
Okay. Yeah.
Men just tend to.
Men disrespect women.
Like when, especially when the woman is outnumbered.
Yeah.
They will just tend to disrespect her because
okay.
what? How will we be making so much solid points when we are here?
Well, yeah, but another fact is, in marketing corporations and advertising corporations, the larger percentage of staff are always female. Is a fact.
I personally do not know on that
is a
fact.
Fact.
I have not read on
is
that.
Is a fact.
But
you can
I will
you can
take
check
it.
Run
with
you can.
I will
can
agree with you.
I can't
speak
in most
that
of them
because I don't know much on
in
that.
Most of them. Especially in the countries that were being very specific about, like the US, the larger percentage of staff are female.
Feminism is not only about pay, it's also about mm-hmm. opportunity. Like,
and
there was a time people went out on what's her name, Hillary Clinton, because on her Twitter bio, the first adjective there was mom. I mean, first noun, pronoun there was mother. Whereas her husband, Bill Clinton, was former president of the United States. And she was becoming... People were now screaming at her, like... But she had all the other things she has achieved there.
But that was just the first.
But she carries being a mother as the top for her. Whereas Bill didn't carry that. He didn't put that on his bio at all. Now, as a woman going into politics, you have to be humanized by family. A single woman cannot enter politics, especially in Nigeria, and succeed. Sadly to say, it's a sad case, but Nigeria is a very ignorant place.
Mm-hmm.
And in America, when people saw that with Hillary, they were screaming, why wouldn't you put this? You've done so many things. You were Secretary General during Obama's period. You've done so many things. You've done all this year. You were First Lady. People would like to see this, but they were there. They got angry just because mother was there, because she rates herself as a mother first before anything else. Now, that's where I can see feminism becoming quite radicalist, because it's a woman's choice to do whatever she wants. That's also tying into feminism.
It's not exactly feminism specifically. It's the idea of people clustering into groups. Once people cluster into groups, especially people in that group, believe that you must identify all that you are with that group. That's why someone in the LGBTQ community has so much of their life belonging to that community, because everything you do is being watched by them and everything is being judged by them. So once you commit yourself into a group, especially a group that is moving so
I can say the same as the black community
and radical.
I can see that same the black race.
Everything will be judged. And you have to tie everything that you are, everything that you own, it has to be in their favor. Which is what I
but that's the same thing with race, especially with black people. I don't want to go
African
Americans.
That will not concern us, actually.
Yeah,
not
concern us. Don't drag me.
Okay, so I think because of time, I'm just going to like round up these whole tags with assumptions.
Yeah.
So we've dealt with the tags on gender.
Yeah.
There are assumptions with race.
Yeah.
Assumptions with religion,
yeah.
Assumptions with class,
yeah.
And like just those four majorly,
mm-hmm.
I think they like everything else centers around those. So we'll just end that whole segment there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Just before we do, I will just like state one example under the ones we have on like looks in depth.
Yeah. Just sorry to interrupt, but. One thing that we'd not see that is definitely prominent, especially in Nigeria, being an emasculate female does not make you a lesbian, and being an effeminate male does not make you gay. It just makes you a man or a woman of your own choosing. That's all I will say on that.
On assumptions based on assumptions tagged with religion, do you have any example or instance, something that's prominent?
Why do all Christians, especially in Africa, believe that everybody else is a Christian? Like, they automatically believe everybody is a Christian. Like, even in a conversation with you, they just start and they say, yeah, we thank God.
Christian now.
Thank Jesus.
We thank God.
Thank Jesus. And they just assume everybody else is a Christian. Or they assume that you worship the same God.
People just assume that you're Christian.
Or you worship the same God as them.
Yes. Maybe because of just how it is and like how we believe that most people believe in God.
Yeah.
And that
there's nothing wrong with
some people just believe they can easily identify a Muslim in a crowd.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. But once you tell them that this is how you feel, that this is what you are, this is not, I'm not Christian, I'm not Muslim, I'm Christian. They look at you in a way like, yeah.
I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, you can't just expect people to ignore that you're not like on the same belief system as they
not?
Are.
Why not? Why is that so confusing?
Because Africa is a very spiritual nation. Facts.
Yeah, well, very religious.
Even when it comes to traditions, we have our traditional gods who everyone had.
Well, funny factoid, the most religious nations and societies are the ones that have the most problems.
Obviously,
economically.
Because they're not being real.
We're always plagued by famine, war, or problems in our economy and things like that. That just happens always.
Okay.
Been
I
don't think that would be because of the fact that we're
not
saying
because
of that, but
it's
a
funny coincidence.
It's a coincidence. Now, something I would say, being someone who is from both a Christian and Muslim background,
mm-hmm.
My dad was a Muslim before he married my mom,
mm-hmm.
and him choosing to be a Christian was because he loved my mom, and
no,
he later on, he later on had his own experiences with his encounter with God. Like, I remember my granny saying that you are not going to get married to my daughter unless you're baptized. That was something she said, and immediately my dad went to go get baptized. But of course, it took a long process and all that. And he told his parents, weren't really fully vexing that, oh, he's Muslim, he's converting, because my grandma was a Christian before she married her husband who was a Muslim. And when she became a Muslim, she even became an Alajah before him.
That seems like karma, but twisted.
Exactly. So, now, me coming from a very religious background, on both sides, I go for Salah and I also fast. Me meeting people, I tend to have that same thought that, okay, oh, we thank God, I'm a Christian, this, that. Oh, what church do you go to? That's something I keep saying. What denomination do you belong to? And one person actually told me, oh, he's a Muslim. I was like, oh, cool, that's fine. But I've never had any problem with people being Muslims. But people who aren't, like, from a Muslim background might not feel the same way as I do. So I get that. But you can't... It's an assumption they make that they are not going to get along well because they are of two different religions.
Well, no, to think of it logically, I don't think they will.
No, but like,
it's not impossible.
People relate based on their interests, right?
There are just some things that are too big of obstacles. Another assumption is that atheists or people that are agnostic or people that don't believe in God.
I think that's the devil's spawn.
Wait, just come again.
Atheists or people that are agnostic or people that don't believe in God or on any fundamental basis are bad people or evil. Or devil spawns or things like that.
I don't think there is an assumption I agree. I don't think it's
not a common assumption.
It's a very common assumption.
It is.
I won't
every Christian will tell you if you
believe in God, you're a fool. Especially in Nigeria. Nigerian Christians tend to carry that thing like a medal, and you should. But humans can be Christ like. By virtue of them having the Holy Spirit in you are Christ like. But by fact of you being human, you cannot be perfect like Christ. That was where I got my wording messed up.
Okay, thank you. So I think we've
cleared
the air.
Sorry, baby. I think my wording is fine. I still don't think anybody can be Christ-like. At least not in the true sense.
Well, I won't try to convince you on here. So, moving on.
I accept you, boy, for who you are.
Assumptions on class. Like, people just think because you are from a rich home.
You don't respect
you're
money.
Basking in wealth.
Basking.
Honestly.
Some Scrooge McDuction. Jumping in it.
My guy
because all it takes is for you to like properly invest in something once. And that right investment can shield your actual class from the public eye.
Exactly.
For instance, you could have your good time. Like, you can be in your prime time where you have a lot of money and then you make the right decisions. That even when you do not have money, it won't be noticeable because you still have a car, you still have a house. And when you have a car and a house, people just think, okay, you're rich. But you can still live in poverty and still have these things just because you, like, invested in them properly. And then on the other hand, people assume that you're poor.
Yes.
Based on how you dress, and you really cannot blame them.
I mean,
you
the
have
way
to
you
carry
dress
yourself
the way you be addressed
exactly, but that is just a very common
assumption.
And even you now dressing like really nice doesn't mean you're rich,
exactly.
It just means you carry yourself properly, and then people are saying, okay, he doesn't, because they know that you're not that like financially.
Another stable.
Do not assume that okay, it's fake life.
Exactly.
Another assumption is that iOS users are wealthy.
Ha!
You guys need to get that shit out of your head.
Aradubo,
I know people that are still paying off. They are still paying off their phones since last year.
These people are.
It's not.
They are suffering.
They are in silence.
Give them dollars.
In silence. I don't know. They go through so much just to get the phone. I mean, they get the phone. You see them looking like bread. They can't enjoy it. They're just on their beds looking so lifeless.
Thinking of how they will make
because they are broke.
Payments.
I think it's quite unfortunate that you could have borrowed that money to pay off the phone. You can be living in debt and be using an iPhone.
That's...
You can not have data and still have an iPhone.
Yeah.
You can still have school fees unpaid. And like, but the fact with this whole iOS Android assumption thing, it just mostly births from priorities. Like when your priorities are not intact and like they're not reasonable, you find yourself putting these kind of things first before considering proper comfort. So yes, people assume because you have an iPhone that you're wealthy, but at this point I think we've reached a level where majority are now woke to that fact that it is not even true.
I would like to drag my past and my present to speak on this class situation. So let me state that I'm a Babcock University student. Yes.
It's weird you're
in secondary school. I mean, it's a good school. In secondary school, when we were picking what schools we were going to go to, most of my classmates would pick private schools.
Mm-hmm.
No, they would pick federal schools.
Okay.
And I was like one of the few that picked
private
units. And they were like, ah, how much this will get money. My classmates said it, junior said it, teachers said it. That's not always the case for some people. Some people might be striving hard to get that money to get to the school.
Exactly.
But they just want to do it. And they also would assume that because it's a private school, you are going to get in automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not as hard as federal schools. That's another very terrible assumption that you Nigerians make. And Nigerians.
But to support that assumption, it's a lot harder.
No, it's definitely a lot harder to get in, but does not mean
it's easy to get in. Yeah.
Exactly. It's easy to succeed.
No, there's.
Exactly. And I want to drag Babcock students. A lot of you tend to make some nasty assumptions based on people's wealth. So I know a few people who are well-to-do, or their families are well-to-do. And because of the fact that they're well-to-do, some people would assume, oh, they are snobbish. Then you would take one small moment where they weren't in the mood and say, you see? And they will run with it.
True.
I've seen them do it to so many people. I can name names, but I will not name the names. I think you should know a few.
No, hello. I don't know
Don't involve
people. Hello, please.
I know a lot of people, Cha. I know some people that they've done that to. And also to just like bring it like closer to him, there's this thing Bill does. Jokingly, he calls people peasants, right? And that's just, it's fine when you're a friend. It's an inside joke, right?
Yeah.
Someone who would think Bill is so affluent because he has an iPhone, I would now see him tell a friend, shut up, you peasant. We'll see that and say, oh, see this one. Very snobbish because you're alive and because you're rich, because you're a Babcock and blah, blah, blah. That's a very nasty assumption people do make. I mean, I might be stretching a bit, but does not mean those things are not happening. And they are very much happening.
Okay. Well, I get what you're saying, even though you are quite
passionate about it.
Exactly. Those are very common assumptions made because when it comes to the phone you use, the university you go to, and they just think maybe because you're in a private university you do have the money, and then the school on its own, they just assume
that
you can cope with whatever financial burden they put on you,
so
whether it's raising booster funds
while looking at you people.
They just assume because you're in a private university that you can afford whatever they put for us to like take, and these things are necessities. Even if the school's food is not like, it's not trash, but people just have preferences. You can be offering something on a particular day that I personally do not like to like take in my body.
Mm.
Or maybe your methods of preparation, I'm not comfortable with them.
Yeah.
So I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Because food poisoning is very common.
Mm-hmm.
And people react to different things, different ways. So it's just really sad that even the school system where we should feel at home take advantage of these little things based on assumptions.
Yes. And also, just to say, on this class matter. Rest in peace. When Kobe Bryant died and passed away, there were a few people online who said, and why should his wife be crying now? The man was worth $500 million. She's set for life. There's no reason for her to be feel sad. That's what they say.
I don't think that's an assumption. That's just a very ignorant remark.
It's not ignorant, it's inhuman. Ignorance implies that there's a lack of knowledge.
Exactly. That doesn't mean it's not bad.
The person is fully aware of what is good.
It's inhuman to even think that because she's rich, she will not grieve
the loss of her daughter and husband.
So, I guess it is an assumption to think that rich people don't grieve, or beneficiaries of the rich do not grieve when they pass.
That's why so many people take out their anger or celebrities.
There's a clear line between assumption and stupidity. Please, let's not make excuses.
They make them miniature gods and make it seem like, oh, these people can't feel pain.
Just that.
Miniature gods.
We need to put some quotes.
Word of the day.
To bring this episode to a close, I think we should look at how to avoid assumptions or like things that can help us to consciously prevent ourselves from making assumptions, because it's only right to like address a problem and then offer a solution. Yes.
So, okay. Assumptions are a natural part of our cognitive process. As we think, we make assumptions. It's not particularly something you can nip in the bud. But
as we said,
what we can't stop is propagating things we are not sure of, or propagating rumors or assumptions into the world with a pretentious certainty. But what we can't stop is making assumptions for the sole purpose of convicting someone, even though we are well aware that this is not exactly or not necessarily what the person has done. And what we can't stop is assuming just to ruin people's lives, or assuming just because we cannot fill the gaps of what we don't know.
Well, whilst it's something that is natural,
yes,
and helpful, when it's backed up with continuous testing and profound theory making. On the other side, assumptions are not something that should now be accepted as can't be gotten rid of.
Yes.
Because when it's not helpful, then it shouldn't be at all.
Yes.
So that's what I'm trying to look at here. Not assumptions in general, because we need assumptions to progress.
Yes, we do.
But just the helpful ones. The ones that do not help, the ones that just tarnish images, should be prevented. And that's what I mean in this, like this last concluding segment of this episode. Like, how to avoid those type of assumptions that just tend to release toxic and negative energy that in return backfire.
That's easy. Three words. Mind your business.
Not mind your business.
Mind your business. That's all it takes,
We say mind your business, but people will mind your business and still have notions. What I would like to say is,
if you
don't have anything good to say,
don't
talk.
Then that's mind your business.
As they've said, it's mind your business. Yes. It's not by force to have opinions on every single thing. Like when Boeing was talking about workforce of marketing industries, I didn't know anything about it and I kept my mouth shut. Why can't you try to do that? Just try it. It's not a big deal. It won't kill you. It will even help you learn. No, because see, so many people have come up to me and I will appreciate them forever and asked me about my sexuality.
Your sexual orientation.
My sexual orientation, yes. And in that moment, I cannot say they've not assumed in their heads about it. They've assumed based on base knowledge and what people might have said. And they came to me and asked, they inquired, and they got facts, a statement of fact that is true. And they move on with their lives from that. And that's what we should do. Don't be scared or don't think people will take offense because of you are assuming something that's kind of personal about them. You assuming that, keeping it in your head, not coming
forward
with it and just keeping it there, and you keep observing this person, little by little your mind will start to
reassure itself that that's the truth.
Exactly.
From what you said, you've clearly stated that one way to avoid assumptions, or let's just target avoiding assumptions to get into rumors, is asking questions.
Yes.
Because if you're so desperate to be informed, then you should be ready to inquire properly and ask and get your facts right. So don't just assume, ask questions, because most times assumptions are wrong. If you just have something in your head, don't go with it and don't share it with people ignorantly. Ask questions, get your facts, and then continue minding your business, basically. Know yourself and get your facts right, so that in the end, innocent people are not affected. So that's just basically it.
Human beings are naturally inquisitive people. It's you asking a question to yourself, making a hypothesis, assuming, experiment, asking, and theory, the response from that person.
Because I don't understand how, because you're inquisitive and you ask yourself, yourself will not answer you.
And you run with it.
So how does something you do not know, you just knew from asking
yourself,
the unknown self.
I mean, media make it plays, make sense. Media plays a huge role in that.
And the one thing is that media does not care if it's actually true. Most of the time, they care who said it.
Exactly.
And where it came from. And how it should look to the people.
That is what media is, the people. So, I guess they just go with whatever will just attract an audience.
But that's not how it's supposed to work. You're supposed to propagate into the world what is factual and what is... I'm not saying that you should be telling people that this is how you should live your life and this is how you should live your life. They should report news, true things. As long as it's factual, I'm all for it. It doesn't have to be good or bad.
There's something. As someone who gets some news from what they call it? YouTube. Especially some blogs. They would put headlines, maybe it's called clickbait. Let's give an instance. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are back together. Question mark. The question mark is there.
But you...
I mean, you just see Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are back together. You run with it and you run. And you don't even care. You just go and start saying, hey, now that Kim is back and Kanye is back and blah, 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 blah. But that's not the truth. And that's what happens for most people. They will just see the base and go off that and now act like geniuses on the matter, then they end up looking stupid at the end of the day.
Have the foundation, and obviously the foundation is the core part of that information. So if you have that, and then you can run with it, because the body is everything that was now built on that fact. So once you have the core fact, then you can now go with it. So this whole assumption thing, whilst is, we've said it multiple times, that is something that is normal. I think we should just, in summary, have at the back of our minds the type of assumptions we keep to ourselves, the ones we let out, because it goes a long way in affecting so many people. So before you turn an assumption into a rumor, consider the long term. You might get away with it because you are anonymous in that sense. But even if karma was not a bitch, or if karma really isn't a bitch, something else will get to you. So thank you for listening to this episode. We do appreciate your patience, and I hope you learned a lot of things, because frankly, I did. Not everything that was tabled here, I was properly informed. If you learned something, do share, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
That's Mario now.
Not try for us,
lah. What's up?
We don't put our plug for our social media.
How
do you put it in the comment section? Thank you.